Welcome to Musings from Sam Houston's Stomping Grounds, a production of the Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas.
This is Cheryl Spencer, Special Collections Associate in the Thomason Room at Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University. Our talk today is about the Captain James Gillespie Monument. On Sunday, May 2, 1937, a dedication service was held at the marker erected as part of Huntsville's centennial celebration. The monument stands beneath the towering pine trees just west of the entrance to Oakwood Cemetery. It was placed on land once owned by the Gillespie family. The monument was erected in honor of Captain James Gillespie, who served as commander of forces from Walker County during the battles for Texas independence, Indian Wars, and the War Between the States. James Gillespie was born in Amherst County, Virginia, January 13, 1805. He lived for a while in Tennessee before coming to Texas in 1836. He joined Captain Joseph L. Bennett's company in February 1836 and fought for Texas freedom from Mexico. He served under General A. Somerville in 1842, after Texas was annexed to the United States. He raised a company from Montgomery County. He later served as an Indian fighter. In 1861, when the War Between the States began, Captain Gillespie commanded a troop to defend Galveston. It is said that Gillespie was a natural soldier. In 1849, Gillespie married Susan Ferris, daughter of Hezekiah Ferris, an early Walker County settler. This couple had four sons and three daughters. Gillespie was a rural mail carrier in 1838. He transported weekly mail from Houston to Cincinnati for $1,485 per year to be paid quarterly. This was known as Route 1. He was probably the first rural mail carrier to serve the territory which later became Walker County. It took most of a week to make the trip from Houston to Cincinnati. The roads were rough, the Indians threatened, highwaymen were abundant, and the streams sometimes were swollen by rains. Gillespie next served as superintendent of the Texas Penitentiary. He was responsible for planning and the erection of the Central Prison Plant located in downtown Huntsville. He resigned from this duty to serve in the War Between the States. He returned from the war and resumed these duties. He served in this capacity until his death in October of 1867. He, his wife, and one son died of yellow fever. Gillespie was a Methodist, a Mason, a brave and valiant soldier. He contributed greatly to the early development of Walker County. The marker contains names of men who served with Gillespie in the various battles. The marker was dedicated to all young men and their families who had helped make Texas one and indivisible.